talking about something simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you do that right away. You're talking about something that has all of these different facets that are here. It won't have the appropriate multiples. There's all sorts of issues about keeping the equipment safe or
well, then maybe we should try to bring people here.
I think the first priority should be to try to get people to come in. We're set up for the room is really
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead of going to the
lunch afterwards,
right. And they have to do their visits.
Don't get their food.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely.
So they decided not to go into the speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll send them an email and ask. I'll tell them about the free lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll say there's no such thing.
Yeah. I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Because
yeah.
You're both weird.
That's right.
You need a wider sampling.
The problem with engineers is beep.
They make funny sounds. The other thing is that we were talking about is give them burn an extra CD roll.
Yeah.
And give them if they want basically want an audio record.
I thought he meant give them a music CD they had CDs of their speech, and I guess it just depends on what audience you're talking to. But I personally would not want a CD in my meeting, but maybe
if you're having some planning meeting of some sort.
It would just be fun, if nothing else,
but
it's a novelty item.
It also, I think, builds up towards the goals. And look, you're going to get this, isn't it neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's actually probably going to be pretty useless to
you.
But you'll appreciate, where it's useful and where it's useless. And then we're going to use technology so it becomes useful.
No, I think that's a great idea.
But
we might
need
a little more
the transcripts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone can have the transcripts, so. We are slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it will take another 11 to do the clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it's a lot of data.
It's copied from one place and out of another place.
Tape.
Oh,
I did not. So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going
to
delete the files, so that will give us 10 gigabytes of free space. And so one that will be done in about 2 hours, and so at that point we'll be able to record 5 more minutes. So. Right. Well, especially because I'm generating. Two copies, one off-site, one on-site. No, these are the key files from Broadcast News, which are regeneratable, if we really need to. But we have a lot of them, and for the full 140-hour sets. And so they were 2 gigabytes per file, and we had